Mario Ritter Jr.
I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Officials in southern Ukraine's Zaporizhia region said Thursday a Russian ballistic missile attack killed at least one person and injured 24 others. Regional Governor Ivan Fedorov reported from his Telegram social media account that Russian drones also destroyed an energy facility and knocked out power to tens of thousands of people. From his Telegram account, Mykolaiv Regional Governor Vitaly Kim said Ukrainian air defenses shot down 9 Russian drones in his region. He said debris from the drones damaged several houses. Speaking Thursday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said the situation in Ukraine and the need for NATO allies to step up their defense spending has put the alliance in near crisis mode.
First of all, that we really have to step up and not scale back the support for Ukraine. We have to change the trajectory of the war which is ongoing. And so far, as we know, the front line is moving in the wrong direction.
Rutte said any peace that's achieved in Ukraine must be sustainable. And for it to be sustainable, NATO must make sure that Russian President Vladimir Putin will never again try to get a square kilometer of Ukraine in the future. Israel's military said Thursday it killed 2 Islamic Jihad militants who were involved in a deadly attack on a bus in the West Bank earlier this month. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The Israeli military said Thursday that the 2 men barricaded themselves in a structure in the West Bank village and exchanged fire with Israeli troops before they were killed overnight. The army said a soldier was moderately wounded. The military said that Mohammed Nazal and Katiba al-Shalabi were operatives with the Islamic Jihad militant group. The Hamas militant group released a statement claiming the 2 men were members of its armed wing and praised the bus attack. Hamas and the smaller and more radical Islamic Jihad are allies that sometimes carry out attacks together. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.